This interview will be recorded and uploaded to the ASU COVID-19 Archive Project, which is public. Do you understand and grant permission that this interview can be recorded and made public at the ASU website?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. So the first question is, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
How has COVID affected my faith and belief? Actually, it has affected me a lot. It has made me stronger. My faith has become way stronger. I have more time to pray, to get closer to God. Ever since this notice or this news about COVID came around, I just started to go deep into the Bible and deep into my own personal time with Him, and it's gotten closer. We also have devotionals with my family. So we do that on a daily basis, and I believe that that helps me to go through it.
Okay, that's good. And then the second question is your religious community still gathering currently? And how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Yes, the church I go to, New Day Church, we have been communicating or having our group meetings through Zoom. It has helped us because we've been bonding together as a small group. However, there is some people that don't have the technology in order to do Zoom. What we've been doing, we created several groups as the church. I have a prayer group in the morning, and there's other women that have groups, and I think the guys do one too. But just having the several groups helps us to try to communicate with the people that don't have that technology. But it does affect us because as Hispanics, we love to hug and touch and see each other and have coffee together. We miss that. We need that. So it's not the same as seeing each other. I mean, we can see each other, we can hear it, but it's not the same. We feel like we need to touch each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thing.
I mean, it's good that at least the things are still going on. So.
Yes.
Okay, and then the third question is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service? Is your religious community supplying or engaged any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? And if so, what are those efforts?
There is two issues about this. I don't know if it's just the Hispanic community, because the people that we work with at church are Hispanic, and some of the family members at the church don't say their needs, so we don't know. There was one girl that her father passed away, unfortunately, and we've been praying for her, and we gathered an offering to help her meet the needs. And we've also, there's another person that, unfortunately in our church had the coronavirus. So we helped them, financially, talk to him. I mean, I know I've done that, and I know other people have done that, talk to him and try to find out what other needs, he had. Mm-hmm. But I think we need the help of people to tell us. We haven't done something with the actual community outside, and I think that's something that we should. There's just so much need everywhere. I guess we haven't really talked about how we can help. Right now, we've just been helping the people that come to our church, or the people that their family, friends, or people that that they know someone that needs. But I'm sure we can do better.
Well, I really hope that everybody's doing okay, but
It is a sad situation because a lot of people, I think one of the things that we've been doing, and I don't know, we don't realize, but I know it has touched the technology, just the fact that you're posting something on Facebook or Instagram, something positive. I think that's a way to help the community, just to make them feel that they're, you know, it's okay. You're not a person that can do all kinds of projects at home while you're at home. It's okay to be depressed. I mean, it's normal. We live in this body. We're human beings. And I think the fact that if we could be, I don't know how do I say, caring to everyone, to let them know that we're all going through the same thing. And the fact that we are what they're calling it, spiritual, we're still human. And so internet really helps us to communicate that and help maybe somebody that is in need. I guess that's how we're helping the community.
As well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Those were all the questions I had for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No problem. Anytime.